I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is one of those legendary episodes that is oft remembered by me, specifically. Like Prawn Salad, which, what number is that? It's coming up real soon. It might be, is it the next one? I don't know, it doesn't matter. My point is, this is a an episode that was recorded on my birthday, and I'd remembered, you know, over the years it had got a bit of a myth in my head and in conversation, and when Guy and I have talked about it, that, like, look, I'm not happy to be there. That much is true. But I do like the fact that listening to it now and getting the actual accurate read on what was happening, there's fun, there's revelry, there's friendship there. Because I remember just being so incredibly dark, the whole conversation with Guy, but luckily some sunshine's poking through the clouds here. It is a objectively fucked thing to do, is watch, take like almost 2 hours out of your birthday on your 27th. This is the prime of people's lives, I believe. 27 is kind of, you know, things start to go downhill around then or shortly thereafter, certainly in your own body. You're in literally kind of the prime of your life. And I'm taking an hour and a half out of my birthday to sit down with Adam Sandler once again, and then a good half hour to sit down with Monty to discuss it. It's a sordid affair. It's outrageous. But Guy is all too happy to put the boot in. That much I do remember. Not so fondly, but you want to know something, folks? It's fucking funny. This is a funny old episode. I enjoyed listening to it. I hope you do too. Here is me at one of my lowest ebbs of season one. Enjoy. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the worst idea of all time, episode 28, I think. Is it 8 or 7? It's 8, isn't 20, it?
27.
What was... No.
Don't get ahead of yourself, mate.
No. Oh, wait, no, you're right.
Of course I'm right. I'm brilliant.
Well, you're
and
a lot of things.
Don't right. Oversell the enthusiasm in your intro there, Tim. You couldn't sound happier to be here. It's still your birthday. Two podcasts.
You're enjoying this, aren't you?
Well, I don't know. I'm just thinking about if anyone just listened to episode 26 and then they immediately spin into this one, it's quite an interesting little sort of experiment to listen to two gleeful, one slightly drunk men talking about the movie watching experience, and then now, after having actually immediately watched the movie, just the change in energy. It's palpable.
Yeah. It sure is. Everything you've said is true. Well, I found that watch draining and frankly kind of degrading.
What did you find degrading about it? You don't think you deserve better, do you?
I think I do deserve better, particularly on my birthday, than to have to watch that movie again, man.
Grown Ups 2 doesn't discriminate, mate. It doesn't care whether it's your birthday or your cat's just died. It keeps on trucking along. It's a juggernaut.
Just lost your job. Your relationship's just ended. Grown Ups 2 cares not for your shit.
Yeah. It doesn't care, but it's there for you.
It's not.
This is what we covered with Rose. It is the one staple in both of our lives.
I know, but
it's all we have to hang on to.
But as we've talked about in previous episodes, because I think you asked me the question, you were like, do you find the movie to be... No, someone else asked me, do you think it's like a warm blanket at this point? And it should be, simply because of the familiarity of seeing something that I've seen that many times, seeing it again. But it's not. It's fucking awful.
I've got to say, this was also, for me, arguably one of the worst fucking movie watching experiences of my life. It is so bad.
It's so halfway shit, through, bro.
When Kevin James and his wife having an argument at his mum's house, I just started screaming. I started just screaming at the computer screen.
Oh man.
I mean, and this is the thing, is like, what it was such a sapping experience. I really don't know what there is to say. Like,
what's left for us here, man? That's the question. We've got to watch this movie another 25 times. What's left?
Hey,
what?
25 times. Woo! We've done more than half. We've done more than half.
Guy, your unflappable enthusiasm and optimism is always a source of inspiration for me. But even that can't pull me out of the depths that I find myself in right now.
You need to, you know what? You need to revisit the first episode and listen to the two plucky young adventurers who are sort of laughing at how ridiculous the concept is. Those fucking overconfident assholes who have signed us up for this hellish project.
We're like those guys who went to the North Pole real early before anyone else did. Or like Scott, who went to the South Pole. And I'm sure when he was planning it out, he was like, oh, you know what, it's going to be dangerous, but it'll be bloody fun, gents. It'll be bloody exciting. Adventurers. And then he found himself like balls deep in snow and ice, and his men are dying around him, and his sled dogs are starving. They've got to kill them and feed them to the remaining sled dogs. And that's us now, man. We're in the middle of the tundra.
Trust me. It might sound like a ludicrous thing to do, to just go to the middle of the South Pole, probably the coldest place on Earth, for no real reason other than we're in this massive intercontinental dick-measuring competition with Norway or some other Scandinavian country. But I really think we're making a good decision here.
That's us, man.
We'll be remembered.
That's us.
He is remembered. Do you think... How long ago did that happen? Like 100 years? Do you think 100...
It was about 100.
100 years from now, people will be going, they did it.
Will we be immortalized in some sort of base somewhere like Scott was?
Well, our podcast will live forever on the internet.
Robert Scott can't say that, can he?
Yeah, suck it, suck it, Scott.
Is that his first name? He's Robert.
I think if we've discovered anything just now, it's that we're both hideously ignorant with regards to the South Pole expedition.
Totally. I want to say pre-World War I, but after turn of the century. So like 1906 or something. But I'm not going to Google it because you chastised me so heartily last time I tried to do anything that I've got to keep eye contact with you this entire podcast over Skype.
My drunken exuberance and energy has made way for a very slow-moving and slow-thinking half-naked man lying in a bed.
I'm just so... I'm actually painting
a picture for the listener at home right now.
Yeah. Pink is how I would describe you. I'm looking at you. I'm switching between my computer screen and you're on the projector as well. So I'm just looking between big guy and
little guy.
Medium-sized guy.
And how would you describe me?
You look like a porn star from the 70s.
That's pretty good.
I don't know if it is, man.
Oh, the mustache is back.
Yeah, clearly. That's kind of what I was getting at, bro. There it is.
Isn't it a triumph?
Of sorts.
Yeah. Anyway, look, we can get a self-indulgence. It's our fucking project, and if you're listening this far, I mean, you're just going to put up with whatever we give you.
Intensely abusive relationship with our listeners, eh? Like, we throw so much shit at the people who listen to this podcast. I feel bad about it.
I feel like we're really going off the rails right now. Just to give this some semblance of purpose, Tim, What was your shining light in today's movie?
Do you know what wasn't my shining light? The fact that it's my fucking birthday and this is how it's ending. This is how the day's wrapping up. This is the last thing that's happening. I'm in my room alone.
I think
grown-ups still in a fucking projector.
I think that this is a very, and you've got to take a long hard look at yourself here. This is a very accurate reflection on your year as a 26-year-old. So you've turned 27. You're capping 26, and you got to look back at it and say, that was a time when I was.
You watch yourself, God. If you are trying to sum up my last 12 months by tonight, you better watch yourself. All right.
Mister sitting in his room feeling sorry for himself. Look, I mean, what are you doing right now?
What do you mean?
How can you argue with me right now?
Because you're trying to paint.
This is your life.
No.
This is how.
No, it's not.
This is how you are spending your birthday.
No, it's
genuinely.
Not. The last thing you said is true.
How can you argue with it? You're in a room right now, Skyping Edinburgh. You've just watched Grown Ups 2 for the 27th time. Fucking, how symbolic is that?
What I'm trying to say is that you're attempting to paint tonight like this is my entire life, like this is representative of my last 12 months of life on Earth. It's fucking not, man.
It is. It's too big a coincidence not to be.
27th viewing. No, it's not.
27th fucking podcast. You're 27. You're sitting in a room feeling sorry for yourself. You did this to yourself. I helped. I'm complicit, but you put yourself there. Now tell me your shining light, you little bitch.
You're a real son of a bitch, Guy Montgomery.
What was it?
What did
you enjoy?
Well, I had one that I sent you, but then I had sent you another message and you said that should be the shining light. So you're going to take that second one, or is that for me?
Well, it's yours. You have to say it.
The first one was Ronaldo. He's my shining light.
Polish your voice, mate, with a little bit of pizzazz, please.
Ronaldo is the...
I'm coming to terms with the fact that this is my life. This is how I spent the last year of my life. Oh, I feel so sorry for myself, and my name's Tim Bat.
Real piece of work, man. Ronaldo is the fictional character on the made-up soap that they've got, which Lemonsoft watches with his mum. And a few times at the start, I thought that it was John C. Reilly playing him, but it's not. It's just some random character actor that they've picked up.
He's not a character actor. I've told you this before. Chris Berman.
Oh, I don't know
who that is. Like, he's the best-known NFL, American football sports announcer in America.
Yeah.
It's a cameo. It's another cameo. Because at that point in the movie, they're probably like, something's not quite clicking. We need to plug this hole with a cameo.
You know what we need? Another character, another cameo.
Yeah. We need to distract everyone from the fact nothing's happening in this movie by throwing a vaguely familiar face at them. But that's not your real shining light. What was the second amended shining light?
Well, I didn't send it in as a shining light. I just commented and you said that it should be some shining light. But what it was is, what's her fucking name? The woman?
I don't know.
The woman who's in love with Adam Sandler in the movie, who works with Selma Hayek, turns up to the Faders party. And this is the first time I'd ever seen this. She's wearing a shirt that says, I... And then it's got a picture of Adam Sandler at, like, college age. And then Leonard. Like, I love Leonard, but it's like, I Leonard.
It's so good.
There's someone made that in the art department. That is a
genuine Easter egg.
Yeah.
For the connoisseurs of Grown Ups 2.
Took 27 times.
And I think we should get these t-shirts. Maybe even start a Kickstarter to get the t-shirts. They could be our movie watching t-shirts.
Yeah. I like that. I like that idea.
It's not a bad... Oh, look at you picking up. It's good to see... I just want to see that lovely smile, Tim.
Oh, well, please continue to condescend me because you know that that's the way to get me back on side. What's your shining light, Monty?
My shining light, it wasn't so much... Well, it's... I don't know. It's, you know, so this full-scale brawl fight breaks out at Lenny Fader's party, right?
Sure does.
And you've got Shaquille O'Neal and Officer Dante there, who are police officers in the world of the film. And they are...
I was pulling a face because I just did the screenshot, just so you know. That's why I was pulling a face. Don't be put off by it.
I wasn't put off by your face. And they've been drinking, right?
Mm.
And my shining light is more of a question, is what is protocol for a drunken off-duty police officer when they're in a situation that requires the assistance or help of a police officer?
I reckon you just man up and be a cop.
But, I mean, surely you're going to come under fire.
Yeah.
If you make a bad call, you're gonna lose your job. You could be a hero. In fact, they kind of... What was that movie with Denzel Washington when he was a bit drunk, but he saved a plane?
Was it called Flight?
Yeah, maybe.
It was really good. It was quite recent, too. It was really good.
I haven't seen it.
Oh,
I mean,
excellent. It's excellent.
Would you... Is that a similar hypothetical situation to what I'm asking about now?
It's a really good... Yeah, really good parallel that you've drawn there. Because, like, he was hammered. Shit was going wrong. You know what he did? He beat a pilot. And if you're you be a cop.
But what, did he get in trouble for being a pilot?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's Amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, I don't want to spoil a picture for people. That's a movie you should actually see. But it's kind of like the central sort of theme of the story, or the central part of the story is about whether or not he gets in trouble.
Okay. Well, I mean, I would say, want to watch the movie, but you haven't really answered my police question.
Well, I have. I've answered it. I reckon that even if you're an off-duty cop and you're hammered and shit's going down, I think you just got to do your best to be a cop.
You do your job.
Yeah, I reckon. Well, what do you reckon?
Well, I'd probably call another cop and then, like, intervene, sort of passively intervene.
Like assist.
Or just, like, try and put a lid on it until the real police showed up.
Okay, well, here's one. What if you're an off-duty police officer and you're hammered and shit's going down? Would you, like, designate another person to take charge who isn't a cop and then you assist some rando?
Well, but even in that circumstance, if you're delegating, you're kind of taking charge as a cop and you're still going to be coming under fire for your decision making. So, because then if I'm doing that, I might as well just go and wade in myself.
But dude, this is like that philosophical question where you can either, what is it? Like there's a train going down the tracks and it's either going to hit one person or if you like pull a lever... No, it'll hit three people, or you can pull a lever and then it will change tracks and hit one person. And like most people won't pull the lever because that makes them somehow like connected to it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm a big fan of like the greatest good for the greatest many. I'd pull that fucking lever and I'd kill a man.
Yeah, I reckon I'd pull the lever too.
Though it's hard to say until you're in that situation, which would never happen.
Well, I mean, it's a very unlikely situation.
It's a philosophical question rather than an everyday thing.
Someone asked me it seems like such a ludicrous, it is a ludicrous question. They're like, if you could get a bit, if, so there's a button in front of you, right?
Mm.
And if you push the button, you get $1 billion. But one person on planet Earth dies. Do you push the button? And of course I said no. That's a terrible, I don't even know why I started talking about it. I like to think that if you do push the button, if you do push the button, then you get, as soon as you get $1 billion, you die. And it turns out you're the person
always
who dies. And like it's like a trick button to kill off greedy people.
And then imagine if the Christians are right, and not only do you end your own life, but you go straight to hell.
Oh, that's not a good button. Like, I've really derailed the podcast.
Terrible button.
I thought we were going to have a head of steam there.
Okay, I want to talk about Keithy's eyelashes, because I don't know if we've discussed them enough.
We haven't really had into them before.
Have you noticed those bad boys? The man looks like a giraffe.
Yeah, I haven't consciously noticed them, but now you mention it, he's got like big features, Keithy, eh?
He's got big everything.
He's got a big sort of, it's almost chipmunkish, his face.
Yeah.
Lovely brown eyes.
Gorgeous,
really
eyes.
Nice eyes.
But the eyelashes are almost too much for me. Like, they're too long for a boy.
Yeah.
He's actually quite pretty.
He is pretty. Also, I feel like they couldn't, they don't really look like they could be Adam Sandler and Selma Hayek's kids. Like,
you don't think?
They don't.
Yeah. I think Keithy, although, could be. I think Greg probably not.
Yeah, Keithy's got a bit of Hispanic, a bit of a Hispanic look about him.
Yeah.
But, and then saying that, I guess Greg's got that sort of Adam Sandler sort of alpha male look about him.
Like the daughter's sloped maybe forehead of a the sloped forehead of a Neanderthal knuckle dragger. The sunken eyes of an idiot.
I'm really sorry if the actor who plays Greg is listening to this podcast right now.
It's, yeah, I'm in a dark space, man. It's not you, it's me. I apologize.
It's,
hey,
definitely Tim Bat.
Hey, guess what, guy?
What, Tim?
It's just clicked over to 12.
Woo! Welcome to 27.
Thanks. No, wait. Last night that happened. But
right now, now you've had your first official day.
That's true.
So we might as well, you know, you're in this transitory stage of your life, turning 27.
Oh yeah.
Nudging closer to adulthood
and the oblivion.
I mean, do you want to reflect on your year as a 26-year-old, or do you want to talk about what you hope for yourself as a freshly minted 27-year-old?
I spent the entire day being so fucking stoked. I
really?
Was so happy all day, absolutely. Because I don't often do a little look back, but on my birthday I do make a point of doing a little bit of a contemplation. Absolutely, taking stock. And stoked again. Every birthday I'm usually pretty stoked with what's happened the year before.
Every birthday... Nailed it! Yeah. Another perfect year.
Pretty much, yeah. I'm a positive guy, and I've got a lot of things to be positive about in my life, no doubt.
Haven't you done an about face since 10 minutes ago?
No. That's the thing. The about face was like, I'm grim right now. This is the grimness. This is the turnaround. Because I was happy all day. I was happy the whole day, and then I watched the fucking movie.
Do you think, like? Because you know how it's built a bit of a friendship between us, obviously, this movie. Do you think by the end of it that we won't be able to look at each other anymore? Like, because we'll so associate the other person with that time of our lives.
Shit. I didn't think of that.
Because just then I was thinking, you're sitting there, you're going, oh, I've had such a great day. And then I got really upset because the movie was on. What do you think of when you think of Grown Ups 2?
I think Guy. The
movie? You think of Guy. I feel like... there's definitely some sort of association you have with seeing my face and being upset or angry.
I never really thought about the Pavlovian aspect of linking you to this terrible feeling of the movie, but you're probably right, man. There's something there. I haven't felt it yet, but it might be coming. Storm brewing.
Storms are brewing. And what are your goals for 27, mate? What are you looking to... tick off the old bucket list.
Oh, like, I want to knock this bad boy off. I want to see the movie 52 times, guy. I don't want to miss a week, and I don't want to miss a moment, and I don't want to miss a podcast. I don't know, man. Goals are for suckers, in my experience. You don't want to do too specific goals.
Failing to plan is planning to fail, Timbat.
Demonstrably untrue.
I am a known planner. I'm on top of my shit, son.
You are a planner. You're saying that like you're trying to be facetious, but you plan.
I plan big time. And look at me. I'm talking to you.
Actually, this is a pretty good like night and day example of who's the happier party right now. But I feel like it shouldn't be taken as the absolute snapshot.
Well, outside my window right now, the world of Edinburgh rages on. I can't wait to finish this old, to wrap this 27th podcast up with a bow, dip out the door. I'm going to go and try and see 8 shows today.
Wow, that's a lot of shows, man. What have you been seeing so far? What have you enjoyed?
There's so much good stuff happening. Lots of sketch comedy over here, but it's sort of established and tried enough that the best stuff is people who are messing around with the form. So it's not like your traditional sketch setup. Like this one show by these guys called Sheeps is called A Wembley Preview, and the premise is that the show that they're performing is just a preview for a gig that they have in Wembley next month. And they go out on stage and they do their opening sketch, and then they're all like, no, I don't think we quite got the punchline right. We're going to do it again. And then over the hour, they do the same sketch like 20 times with a different like bent on it, like a different punch. And it's so amazing. Fuck, it's clever.
That's really cool. That's a great,
yeah,
great
but like,
format.
It's just, the volume is so great. It's just like, for every show like that, there's a show which is completely different. It's been mind-opening, mate.
Well, let me ask you this, Mr. Positivity, Mr. Sunshine. Seen any shitters?
Yep. Seen some real duds, mate. Seen some real duds. I had a walkout a couple of days ago, my first walkout of the festival.
You walked out on them?
And walked out on them. It was this... I don't want to tarnish anyone's names in case they become successful and they listen to the podcast and they won't cast me in their buddy comedy flick.
Are you wearing pants?
Yeah, I'm wearing pants.
Okay, that's good.
But it was like a lineup show of these sort of young comics. They were pretty green in their defense, but they had a massive, like they had about 100 and something people in there in their venue, which they were doing the free fringe at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's a pretty big, like, apparently on average there's like 5 people attending each show at the fringe if you average the whole thing out of the thing. So they've got a big crowd in. And the MC goes up and just starts bombing immediately.
Oh no.
Like, just like in record time, loses the room. He never had the room to lose.
Hey,
so he just walked...
Just, can I stop you there for a second? You're scratching the microphone against something. It's very kind of prickly or something.
Oh no, that's not good.
Something weird's
going on. Alright, anyway. Yeah, okay. So he doesn't have the room.
Yeah.
He does... like 5 minutes of what I guess he would describe as material, and then moves on to crowd work.
Uh-oh.
And he's trying to encourage people to applaud to, you know, in anticipation of bringing the next act on.
Sure.
And he sort of singles out 2 people. One woman, we'll call her Wendy. One guy, we'll call him Bob. And he goes, all right, Wendy, I want you to lead the cheer on this side of the room. And Bob, I want you to lead the cheer on this side of the room. He doesn't build any rapport with them.
Right.
So then eventually we all cheer. The first comic comes out and somehow is worse than the MC. And it was just like, oh my fucking God. So he goes on for what feels like 7 hours. And then fucking MC, I don't know. Then he walks off stage and like a wave of relief washes over the crowd. And then the fucking MC peeks around the curtain and walks on stage. And I was like, oh, that's right. This goes forever. And he goes to Wendy. He goes, hey, Wendy. You enjoying yourself? And Wendy goes, yeah. And he's like, not the most confident response, but very quick. And then, and this is when it got really risky. Like, I don't know why he would ask this question when the gig is so obviously going horribly. He goes across the other side of the room and he goes, what about you, Bob? You enjoying yourself? And Bob goes, yeah. And then the crowd applauds Bob for his honesty.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But then everyone, we just kept sitting there watching this show. And then after like 45 minutes, the MC came out and started doing material about the lyrics to Bound 2 by Kanye West, trying to be satirical. And that's when I said, enough is enough.
This madness must end.
Yeah. And so that's probably the worst one I've seen.
Fuck. Hey, that's enlightening. Because everyone talks about the awesome shows that they're seeing and all the great comedy, but it's good to know that there's some right old shitters in there as well.
It's the nature of the beast, and it's why it all works, really, isn't it?
Mm.
They can't all, as David Spade says in Grown Ups 2, they're not all tens, buddy.
Oh yeah, that's what he says. They're not all tens.
I have also found myself quoting Grown Ups 2 out of context for no one but myself. Like, I'll just put it into conversation as though it's a sentence that I've thought of, just to see if I can slip one past the goalie.
Para exemple.
Which I'm pretty sure is a sign that I'm losing my mind. I can't cite a specific example, but I just, like, in conversation, I'll just quote it. And no one else recognizes the quote from Grown Ups 2.
But they don't even, like, because when I've done it, they don't even recognize it as a reference. Like, usually exactly. People be like, oh, what's that from? But because the lines are so nonsensical and stupid, it's well, Tim's an idiot. That definitely didn't come from a script.
There's no way someone wrote and performed that.
Exactly. Guy, it looks like it's time for us to scooch.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was your shining light again?
It was more of a, philosophical question.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I guess that counts.
It does. My shining light was that the film challenged me. As I'm sure this podcast has challenged many of you at home. Been an absolute pleasure doing business with you, everyone. As always, don't watch the movie. Join us next week for episode 28. And like us on Facebook, Worst Idea of All Time.
Yeah, we've gone a little too long to do this, but we should have read some of the comments on Facebook because people have been very lovely in sending us well wishes, which we appreciate getting. And maybe just as something to look forward to, there's a plethora, depending on where you're from, of guests who are keen to hop on board this podcast train as soon as Guy Montgomery gets back in the country. We got some big names. Di Hemwood, I saw it 7 days when I did last week, and he's like, dude, I need in on this Grown Ups 2 thing. That's what he said to me. So he's very
awesome.
Keen. He's jumping in. One of many. Dom Corey, also very, very keen.
Oh, that's good, because he writes about film for our biggest newspaper.
Well, he's a professional film critic. That is his gig. That is his job.
That's amazing.
So, yeah.
Well, lots to look forward to. Happy birthday to you, Tim. Cheers. And to you, kind listener. Whatever you're doing, it's got to be better than what we're doing.
Good night, everybody.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.